Well, Stupid Horse sank into the endless depths of Turtle Lake, and everybody figured that was the end of that story. But a few weeks later, Stupid Horse's body washed up on the shores of Benjamin Lake, 10 miles away from Turtle Lake. Everybody just figured some joker had found the body and moved it, Dad said, to scare people. People laughed at the practical joke. Then a bunch of guys threw the dead horse into the back of a truck, drove it to the dump, and burned it. Simple story, right? No, it doesn't end there. Well, a few weeks after they burned the body, a bunch of kids were swimming in Turtle Lake when it caught fire. Yes, the whole lake caught on fire. The kids were swimming close to the dock. Because the lake was so deep, most kids swam close to shore. And the fire started out in the middle of the lake, so the kids were able to safely climb out of the water before it all went up like a big bowl of gasoline. It burned for a few hours, Dad said, burned hot and fast, and then it went out, just like that. People stayed away for a few days, then went to take a look at the damage, you know. And guess what they found? Stupid Horse washed up on shore again. Despite being burned at the dump and burned again in the lake of fire, Stupid Horse was untouched. Well, the horse was still dead, of course, but it was unburned. Nobody went near the horse after that. They just let it rot. But it took a long time, too long. For weeks, the dead body just lay there. Didn't go bad or anything. Didn't stink. The bugs and animals stayed away. Only after a few weeks did Stupid Horse finally let go. His skin and flesh melted away. The maggots and coyotes ate their fill. Then the horse was just bones. Let me tell you, Dad said, that was just about the scariest thing I've ever seen, that horse skeleton lying there. It was freaky. After a few more weeks, the skeleton collapsed into a pile of bones, and the water and the wind dragged them away. It was a freaky story. Nobody swam in Turtle Lake for 10-11 years, Dad said. Me, I don't think anybody should be swimming in there now. But people forget. They forget good things, and they forget bad things. They forget that lakes can catch on fire. They forget that dead horses can magically vanish and reappear. I mean, geez, we Indians are just weird. So anyway, on that hot summer day, Rowdy and I walked the 5 miles from my house to Turtle Lake. All the way, I thought about fire and horses. But I wasn't going to tell Rowdy about that. He would have just called me a wuss or a pussy. He would have just said it was kid stuff. He would have just said it was a hot day that needed a cold lake.